Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and happy Friday. Welcome inside the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
What up?
Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Tyshirt apparently busy building Grunch or something. There was no hobo drop there at the beginning.
Hobo!
No hobo. Okay.
Well, I thought he quit.
I was just gonna say,
like that. I thought it was usually the key of all right. Tyshirt's not here.
I'm just gonna say hobo. Just gonna
Jason,
yell out.
Jason, it's Friday. That was Hobo Live.
Oh, okay. We're doing
Hobo Live.
So Hobo Live on Fridays.
Hobo Fridays.
I like
yes.
that.
Okay, so Hobo is live on Fridays.
Every Friday.
All right, every Friday. Okay,
freshing off the grill.
I like that. Okay,
that's pretty good.
I dig that. I dig that freshing off the grill.
Watch. Try it again.
Okay, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Hobo.
Oh, I kind of like that.
That's pretty good.
I kind of dig that.
It really does pop.
If it's live, it works pretty well. All right. I would say something new. See, we give you something a little bit new here.
Always evolving. Always changing.
Now, there's so many things to get to tonight. We have quarterback drama. We now know what quarterback's going to come off the board first in free agency or with a trade. However, stop me if you heard this one before. Guy walks into a bar and says, Kyrie Irving wants a trade. I mean, that's a joke. That's the joke.
Yeah,
like that's the joke.
It ceased to be funny.
That was a joke. But that's the thing. It's so basic. Yeah, basic. It's so basic that it's a good joke.
You just need a guy in the corner hitting the.
He wants to get traded.
Just hitting the rim shot there, but dude. Where he's not even into it. It's like, oh man, here we go again. I mean, look, I can't fault a guy for making an attempt to. negotiate a contract and say, you're going to give me what I want or I'm going to leave. Sorry, I watched a little bit of the latest Minions. Oh, so I might talk like Gru.
Jim, I got a guy in the air I'm listening to. He's talking like Gru. Jim, this is awesome, Jim, this is so cool, Jim. Darman sounds like Gru. It's really good.
Good weapons.
That's Gru and Borat. That's kind of Gru.
Yeah, it was
Borat.
Kind of in between. Yeah,
and I lie.
I don't think they're that far apart.
Kyrie Irving. I'm not trading for.
Kazakhstan's not far from Russia, man.
I think it's in Russia.
It's not far.
I think it's in Kazakhstan or Kyrgyzstan.
Which Kazakhstan is
Kazakhstan.
Where Borat is from.
What about Kyrgyzstan?
No, Kazakhstan.
Not Kyrgyzstan.
No.
Okay. All right. Where's Kyrgyzstan?
Did I stutter?
I don't know, but do you know Kyrgyzstan's a place?
Who cares? I said Kazakhstan.
It could be Kyrgyzstan.
But Borat's not from Kyrgyzstan.
Okay.
Kazakhstan is a Central Asian country and former Soviet republic.
All right. So wanted to make sure that you...
It extends from the Caspian Sea in
Let's
the west.
Let's get Derek Carr to the Jets, shall we?
Yo, we got time.
That's what we're going to do all night.
We got time. Hang on.
Great photoshops.
There, hang on.
I saw him photoshopped into the butt fumble.
Wait till I tweet out in a few minutes what the rundown that Frostburg put in front of me. Just let me wait till I tweet that out in a few minutes. But
Jets, car.
We have time for Derek Carr because right now Kyrie Irving wants a trade that demands your respect and attention. He wants out of Brooklyn, the most shocking headline of the year in the NBA. Kyrie Irving wants a trade. The Lakers, the Suns, have already expressed interest in discussing an Irving trade, and the Mavericks are expected to try to engage the Nets for a trade as well. According to sources and agent Wojnarowski, Kyrie did not furnish a list of preferred teams, but obviously not a lot of teams are going to be in on Kyrie Irving. Now, let me just say this first. This is why whenever the Nets come up, I say, forget it. This is why I've been right about the Nets since they brought in KD and Kyrie from the beginning. They're not about basketball enough to make it work, right? They are like Kristaps Porzingis, but for a team. Because for a couple of weeks, right, Porzingis will play really great. You go, wow, man, Porzingis. Man, now you remember why he was such a big star, and the Knicks were building around him. He was going to be one of the league superstars, and then because Kristaps Porzingis decided, I don't know that I want to be here. I'm not confident in the Knicks. Trade me, and now he's wallowing in obscurity in Washington. But he still does this once in a while where he'll have a stretch where, boy, for a week or two, wow, Porzingis playing, and then just disappears like a month and a half. Something just happens to the guy. That's the Nets, right? This is what I said. When the Nets had their big start, they had their big run after they fired Steve Nash. What did I say? You know what? This is great, but how long is this going to go for? Because one of two things is going to happen. Somebody's going to get hurt, or somebody's going to find something off the court that's going to drive a wedge in what the Nets are doing. And for the Nets, this time it was a double whammy because KD got hurt and now Kyrie Irving says he wants to be traded. Everything was going great for them. I can't believe they made it this long. They made it like a month and a half of playing really well and being about basketball. That's pretty cool. No. But now Kyrie wants out. KD's not playing. Kyrie's getting thumped every night. Now I want out. Listen, I haven't said anything. I haven't done anything. I haven't liked anything on Twitter that's going to get me in trouble for about a month or so. All right, is the heat off me now? Can someone make a trade for me? This is why I could never pick the Nets, because no matter when, how long things look good for, eventually it's going to fall apart. Something is just going to happen. Ta-da! Here we are. This is the Nets.
Yeah, it's the difficult proposition, a lot like we were talking about with Zion Williamson and the Pelicans. And what happened to them? They're cruising. You're feeling good. Everybody's like, all right, here, there's this upstart team. He gets hurt, and then they suck. Did I encapsulate that well?
That's pretty good. That's very good. That's good, buddy.
As for the Nets, same thing. They were dominant. This was a team that had a stretch in the final 20 games that the two of them were playing together. I mean, it was peanut butter and jelly. I mean, it was great. And then what happened? Kevin Durant gets hurt. They kind of muddled through these last couple of weeks. And now that we're closing in on the trade deadline, it's like, oh, I don't have that max contract extension. Well, we really don't want to give you a max contract extension. Okay, then I want a trade. Or I'm leaving at the end of the year. And the child, I mean, he did a LeBron James Like when he didn't get that foul call against the Celtics, started running around in a circle, held his breath. Look, I'm turning blue. I'm not going to talk to you. That's what I'm doing. And I want to trade. And then we all shrug and go, all right, here we go again. Same as it ever was. And now it becomes the, here's the four or five teams that could be in on Kyrie Irving and what it would take to get him. And what is funny is that direct Lakers link that everybody made. Yes, Russell Westbrook goes back to play with KD. You think he wants any part of that?
There's
got to be a third team involved here.
Let me ask this. Do you honestly think KD's going to come back now? Do you honestly think he's going to – wait. Kyrie wants out, and now I'm going to – you really think KD's going to come back and play?
I think he just yelled, I think it's broken.
Or is he just going to, like, disappear for the rest of the year, and suddenly it's, boy, I thought KD would be back by now. Nope, not coming back. You really think he's going to play?
He walked the earth like Kane in Kung Fu. He just said, I'm done. I'm going to go explore more emerging markets in my portfolio building.
I mean, look, this is what it is. It's always something with the Nets, right? The things go well for a couple of weeks, and then it just falls apart. It's how it's been from the beginning. They can't get along. We have to make a trade. We can't keep our third star. We got to get a new star in. We're playing. One of them gets hurt. One of them says something. Kyrie needs to skip games for whatever reason he needs to skip games for. He gets hurt. Now he's coming back, and now he wants a trade, and now he's back, and then he wants a trade again, and now he really wants out again. This is what the Nets are. They're so predictable. The unpredictability of the Nets and Kyrie Irving has turned himself into the most predictable person in the world, right?
Reaction from Steve Nash on the in his retirement?
Hey, I know you said it maybe was my fault. Maybe now it's not my fault, but they still won games without you, Steve. Yeah, but forget about it. Maybe it's not my fault anymore. No, Kyrie Irving has gone from, he's a wild card, completely unpredictable. Like Jester says in Top Gun, he's a wild card, flies by the seat of his pants, completely unpredictable. Now, his unpredictability is completely predictable. Because I can say, well, what do you mean unpredictable? Something is coming. He's going to want to trade or want out. Ta-da! This is where we're at with Kyrie Irving. I'm on to his game. I'm on to him. I've been on to him forever. This is just who he is. Does the guy love basketball? And when I say I don't know, that should tell you all you need, right? You think Kyrie's going to come in and be this panacea and this cure-all and all of this? How many teams has he just blowtorched? Like, absolutely blowtorched. Like Sigourney Weaver in Aliens when she backs away from the mother and just lights up all those eggs on her way out. Every single team he's on, he has blowtorched. And outside of winning, hey, he wins alongside LeBron everywhere he's been. Nope, I'm going to blowtorch my way out of Cleveland. I'm going to blowtorch my way out of Boston. Now I'm going to blowtorch my way out of Brooklyn. And have those teams won? No. So I get in theory that Kyrie to another team sounds great. And when you're only committing to him for this year, you think, okay, well, it's only this year. Kyrie's going to be great. Okay, he stopped making headlines for about a month. Now here he is not happy. I mean, he's going to make it to the end of the season and through the playoffs and still play and play all the way? I mean, come on, man, you've seen this. I get that you get seduced by how good he is and his talent and all this stuff, but we've seen who he is. I mean, suddenly now he's going, you know what, I gotta straighten up and fly right, man. If I really want to play basketball, I got to do this. I got to find. Guy's going to be a free agent in the offseason. He's done nothing to make teams say, okay, well, I will go give you money. I will go give you money. Now he's going to come to the Lakers or the Clippers or wherever he winds up, or the Suns or the Mavericks, and suddenly it's going to be great? Yeah, okay. It'll be great for a couple of weeks, and people are going to say, oh, man, this is so awesome. Look how good Kyrie is. And then something's going to happen. I don't know what it is, but something's going
next.
To happen. What does that mean in being – no, we have Jalen Brunson. We're fine.
Yeah, but they're going to trade Jalen Brunson for
Stop. Stop putting that out there. You did – no, stop making stuff up, Frostburg. Stop making stuff up.
Sham said it.
You're making stuff. Stop. He did not say that.
Are you sure that he didn't?
Yes, I'm positive he didn't say that. Don't lie to America. Don't lie to people.
It was the fake Shams.
Ugh. But that's what it is. You know, look, Mike, I mean, I don't know what else to say. We've seen it all at this point. And he's had chances to win. He's had chances to win big. And still, this is what happens with Kyrie Irving. So, yeah, you want to go get him? Knock yourself out. Go ahead. For a week, we'll talk about you being a finals participant. And then something's going to happen because something always happens.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
I'll take what was on Alex Teichert's iPod in 2007. Would I be correct?
Well, Derek Carr in a Jets uniform was.
Stop with that. You're trolling. First of all, let me ask you this. What team did Derek Carr play for?
He was playing on the Los Angeles Knights.
Yes, he was a Knights. Yes, he was a Knight. You're right. Very good.
Okay. Vegas Raiders.
Sorry. Are you sure?
No.
Oakland.
Oh, yeah, Oakland. That's right. Oakland Raiders.
Oakland, yes, very good. Oakland Raiders, yes. Yeah, no, he was good. First he backed up Ken Stabler.
Yep.
And then he got the job, lost it to Jim Plunkett, but then won it back, and then he's been the quarterback for a while.
I thought Geno Smith took the job.
No, Geno Smith plays for the Cowboys.
Oh,
remember, he went there.
I thought he was in the booth.
No. He went. The thing is, him and Romo battled it out. Geno won the job. Romo went to the booth. Now Romo's gotten fired, and now
Jim.
Tom Brady is taking over.
Jim,
I've gotten fired. Jim, I've been fired. I heard I've been fired. I'm not fired, Jim. Okay, good, Jim. Good. You're not having me replaced, are you, Jim? I'm not replaced, are you? You're not replacing me, are you, Jim? Jim.
Sure, it's
Jim.
Not Jamarcus Russell.
It's no.
Dude, the fact that Teichert knows Jamarcus Russell.
Did you just Google
that's
famous? Quarterbacks of
you're
the,
looking
of
at
the
me.
Aughts,
how am I Googling?
Famous quarterbacks of the aughts. Oh, Jamarcus Russell's name and picture came up on Google.
You know what even more special, Jason?
What's that, Frosty?
The fact that he knew Derek Carr is going to be a Jet.
Yeah.
If Alex knows that, then it's out there.
He does not know that. He does not. Okay, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Let's test your knowledge. What is one of the two main color of the uniforms for the Jets?
Silver.
That's the Raiders, yeah.
That's the Raiders.
Oh, I thought that was Derek Carr, yeah.
Derek Carr, that was the Raiders. What do I know? The Jets. What?
Gang Green.
Yeah, that's their nickname. Okay, so you think green.
Yeah.
You sure about that?
No.
Okay.
You want to stick with Green?
Dude, yeah. The nickname is Gang Green, dude.
I don't know. Now I'm confused.
Well, here's the thing. They were named for former actor Lorne Green from Bonanza and Battlestar Galactica. He owned the team for a while and then sold it to Woody Johnson.
Are you sure it's not Danny Dimes?
It's not Danny Dimes. No,
he
no.
did Danny Dimes.
It's not Danny Dimes.
Tyshirt's on a roll.
Yeah, he's just, you know what Tyshirt's doing? Who are some people that I've heard being talked about on the air the last few days that I could just
say
their names?
Who have I heard
names?
Chris and Rob argue over?
Oh, LeBron James.
The guy who was, it was so quiet that he urinated with a mouse in church. What's that? That's what Ron Parker says all the time.
Oh, that was definitely Jamarcus Russell.
Stop it!
You know what? I think Ask Alex Tyshirt should be a game we play where I just come up with easy sports questions and see if you get them right or not.
All right, I'm down.
All right, we try that.
Have you never listened to The Odd Couple?
It could be the new Magic Johnson Twitter game.
I'm so down.
That's actually a segment on their show.
Wait, yeah, actually they do that?
Ask Alex Tyshirt.
No.
Come on, isn't it?
No, it's called Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia. That one's fun.
Yeah, same thing.
So wait. But that's you asking a question.
No, I have to guess an answer, but they give me clues.
Okay, like sports questions or just anything?
Yeah, stuff.
Oh, so they do something like that.
It's not fun on theirs. Oh. I don't know the answers.
Wow. Okay.
It's tough.
Well, hopefully they're not listening. It's just not fun we do it.
It's not fun for somebody who doesn't know the answers. Do you walk into a quiz, Jason, in high school? You're like, oh, this is fun. I don't know any of it.
You could always say no if you didn't want to do it.
I do want to do it, but it just sucks sometimes. Ask me questions I don't know.
Because I don't know anything. And people approach me on the street and go, you don't know nothing. What are you doing working on a sports show?
Dude, they ask me They asked me for like nicknames of people. How am I going to know? I don't even know their name.
Danny Dimes.
Yeah, I
Danny
know him.
Dimes. Danny Dimes. You know Danny
yeah,
Dimes.
Yeah, he's the quarterback of Jet, you know?
Yeah, the quarterback of who?
Jets.
No, quarterback of who?
Giants.
Right.
Okay, there we go.
How many quarterbacks do you think the Jets have?
Four.
Okay, well, in the summertime.
Well, playable,
maybe.
At least five.
Zach Wilson has a lot of backups.
When you say playable, that gets into a gray area with the Jets. There's only a couple kind of.
So, like, able to play, I'd say two.
Right now, you would be under that.
Really?
No chance.
Right now, the number of Jets quarterbacks who can actually play right now is zero. That's the correct answer. When they sign somebody or trade for someone, it will be one. One will be the answer.
What do you mean not playable?
I mean, that means it's not going to help.
Have you ever watched them play, Alex?
You watch the Jets quarterbacks play this year?
No, they're not.
None of them are playable.
I like to watch things that are fun, so you know.
Okay, well, Jets are fun if you're not rooting for them.
If you like losing.
If you're a masochist, you know.
Yeah, well, if you're mad, if your team stinks, I'm going to go watch the Jets because, boy, they got it worse than we do.
That's fair.
That's why so many people watch. That's why Jets ratings are so high because people, oh, man, my team stinks. We're 3-10, 3-11. You know what? Oh, they got it worse than me. I'm going to go watch them.
So you're telling me if I called the Jets and told them I can throw a football right now and they sign me, you would have one playable player?
One playable quarterback, yes.
Okay, I'm going to call him.
You'd be one guy. Okay, all right, give him a call.
I'm down.
Yeah, Joe Douglas. It's joeDouglas@jets.com. Send him an email. Right there, you go.
How do you spell Douglas?
D-U-G-L-O-S-S.
Okay, thank you.
All right, very good. And the phone number is ready. It's area code 212-867-5309.
Okay, I'm going to be back.
All right, good. All right, got the phone. All right. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. There's no way Tyshirt knows what that phone number is.
Hobo!
There's just no way.
Derek Carr is going to the Jets.
He does not know what that phone number is.
Jason, they're saying this is the Bunny Ranch. What is that?
speaking of being stuck back in the late 2000s, Derek Carr has now been given permission to talk to teams and potentially figure out a trade. The Raiders have granted Carr this permission. They have already agreed to compensation Vegas is looking for in a potential trade for the quarterback. This according to ESPN's Adam Schefter. So basically, teams that want Derek Carr, they're allowing Carr to talk to these teams and figure out a trade, knowing full well that these teams are okay with what the asking price is. This is something that the Browns did, or the Texans did a couple of years ago, or last year with Deshaun Watson. So now Derek Carr, who's having a fun time at the Pro Bowl, skills and everything going on right now, this is why I'm nervous. I'm really nervous if I need a quarterback because this is what scares me. Because Derek Carr
is not that good. He just happens to be the second best guy available now.
Because Tom Brady retired. It's Aaron Rodgers who is available. Lamar Jackson will be available, but you know, this is gonna go all the way through the draft and after. They're gonna try to franchise him. He's gonna say no, he's gonna hold out. It's gonna get messy. They're still gonna trade Lamar Jackson, but it's gonna take a while. But after Aaron Rodgers, suddenly now the market is thinned. Well, Jimmy Garoppolo, but he's hurt all the time. Do I really want Ryan Tannehill? Do I really want one of these other guys? I don't know. Am I going to pick high enough in the draft? You know, which one do I like? Suddenly, Derek Carr is the second best quarterback available, and this is why I'd be nervous, because now there's going to be a bidding war for him. His stock has risen just because Tom Brady retired. He's going to be available before anyone else, right? Because his contract has a stipulation that on February 15th, they have to exercise the clause that pays him, or they have to let him go, and he becomes a free agent. So, Derek Carr's contract right now has him getting $30, $40, and $40 million the next 3 years. Any team that trades for him will have to pay him that money the next 3 years. So, the fact that he's talking to teams about a trade tells me that, hey, this is what I want to make. I don't want to risk getting on the market not getting $30 million a year. So, okay, let's figure out a trade. If it comes to it, he'll exercise his opt-out, and on February 15th, he becomes a free agent, and then he can sign with anybody. Because that's the thing. He doesn't have an expiring contract like everybody else. He will be able to sign with someone before free agency begins. So everybody's going to get in. They're all going to overbid on him, and somebody's going to, quote, win
Jets.
Derek Carr. I know, right? Someone's going to, quote, win Derek Carr, and you're not going to really win because, okay, now we're giving this guy $120 million sure. for the next 3 years. But that's what's going to happen, and that's why I'm nervous, Mike. Anybody who's a quarterback now, everybody is going to panic and go for Derek Carr, and it's going to be the trade compensation is going to go up as what it is right now because you have more teams that want him. The money you have to pay him for the next 3 years of his contract is going to be $30, $40, and $40 million. You're going to have to do that, and I'm nervous for teams that need a quarterback, and the Jets are one of them, and I'm nervous for the Jets, but this is why, because someone's going to go crazy and way overpay for Derek Carr, and they find out, oh, man, we just paid $40 million for Derek Carr for the next 3 years.
Now, on the old rule of thumb, it's not overpaying. It's what the market will bear. Is it what you think he may be worth if you run in the numbers and crunch it against the rest of the world? No, but that deal's in place. So if you don't want to get shut out, you have to go get him. By the way, if you're saying he's number two because Brady left, that means he was still on the medal stand, Smith. So that's not a bad way to be.
Well, no, but you know, listen, there's great medal stands.
And the other two, no, but the other two guys are much more complicated.
No, but it's
in terms of their relationships and how much the teams do or don't want to keep them around.
No, but it's really about, look, every year there's, let's say, to take it like this, every year there's a quarterback class in the draft, right? And some years it's better than others, but every year teams need quarterbacks. You want to be able to need one a year where there's three or four good quarterbacks available, not when there's one and you have to figure it out. Like in the draft, every year the number one overall pick is going to go number one. Some years a guy's a superstar, future Hall of Famer. Sometimes he's a solid left tackle that's going to play 6 or 7 years, right? The year you want that number one pick is when you have that superstar franchise player available. This happens to be an offseason where there's a lot of quarterbacks available, but, oh man, how much do you really like him? Do you really like Derek Carr that much? He's not dynamic. He's not going to change the fortunes of your team. There's fits for him for sure, but you know you're going to overpay. You're going to give away draft picks and get stuck where you're going to want to move on in the year, and, well, we took on the last 3 years of this guy's contract.
Or you say, we're not getting sucked into this, and the fans will have to pound sand. The pundits might give us some grief, but do we want this guy as the face of our franchise and the guy that dictates how we operate for 3 years? And they hold up a picture of Derek Carr. And I would guess there are a lot of GMs that say, hell no. I'll take what's behind door number two. But when we look at the free agency or available quarterbacks, because again, two of the guys that you would be looking at in terms of Lamar and Rodgers, they have much larger things that are under consideration, right? Packers might still look at Rodgers and say, I really wish we could salvage this. Likewise, Baltimore could be in the same boat, even though they have the all-pro or pro bowler, I should say, the pro bowler, Tyler Huntley. And he had fun with it. And I don't mean it to demean him. It's the nature of the game at this point. But the reality is he a guy that you want to have as your number one option? No, he's a stopgap in case of emergency and you hope your defense plays lights out. So, yes, you'd like to keep Lamar Jackson. Then you start going down into the rest of the world. Daniel Jones probably stays back with the Giants. Fine. So now we're looking at Teddy Bridgewater, Jimmy, where the 49ers say they don't see
Jimmy.
Vision, a scenario whereby he's back. They got to decide in Carolina, did they like what they saw from Sam Darnold? Or are they just going to go into the draft and whoever they draft becomes the quarterback right away? Because that's the other part. Every time we do this damn thing with, oh, look at all these quarterbacks are going to be ready to go. We did that in 2018. How many of them are any good? Two. And then whatever Sam Darnold is.
Sam.
But the point is, there's always this handful of guys every couple of years like, oh, all these guys are going to be rookies and they're going to come in and set the league on fire. We know statistically and historically that ain't happening. So someone's going to get skunked, which means you'd rather have a middling or slightly above average veteran quarterback at a higher salary to pair with them while they learn or prove that they don't belong in the league. I mean, keep on going down the line. Geno's going to re-sign with Seattle. He's excited. You want Mike White as your guy? Andy Dalton, Joe Flacco? Stop me if you find somebody that you actually want. Baker Mayfield? Case Keenum? Mason Rudolph? You haven't stopped me yet. C.J. Beathard? And go on and on, and the list continues forever.
I'm waiting for you to get to Zach Wilson.
Well, no, because he's still under contract, right? Not that you couldn't get him potentially for a bag of balls at this point, but but you get my point, is that by virtue of Derek Carr being not terrible, he has value. And in the current marketplace, when the salary cap's going up almost $17 million, you might decide you will absorb that contract if you're a Miami or the Jets or one of these teams that says the quarterback is going to take us to the next phase. And obviously Tua got cleared, so Miami's the long shot, but they remain in discussion just because we have to keep everybody on the table until they're decidedly off, and it makes for better speculation this way. But for Derek Carr, he's an okay quarterback. Had a couple of good years. If you have the right scenario, can he play a bit better? Maybe. I don't know, but with the lack of a better option out there, he becomes the king. Hail Derek Carr.
Dude, you sounded like you were his hype man. Like you're on the way to the ring.
At no point did I say he was great.
The champ is
here. That's the problem.
The champ is here.
No, it goes back to the old adage. If everybody else sucks and you step forward, you're now the hero.
The champ is here. The champ is here. Derek Carr's coming in with an accent. I don't know where I'm going to play next, but I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to figure out how I'm going to speak, how I'm going to talk. It's going to be something I'm going to figure out. Got to figure that out. Look, he's just a guy. And you can get him now, and he's an average to maybe, is he a tick above average quarterback? Sure. But you're not going out and getting a great player, right? You're going out and get a guy that you're hoping can be that way. And if he's not, and he's below average, and you're spending all this money on him, that's going to sink your team for the next 2 years. You're stuck with Derek Carr. I wish that Derek Carr could be evaluated just as he is. That he's someone who is, the same as you look at Jimmy Garoppolo. Right? You look at him just like you look at Jimmy Garoppolo. He's someone who can come in. He's not going to be someone who leads you to great heights. He can keep things going. If you're really, really desperate at quarterback and you need somebody to come in and play, yeah, he can do okay. But then you add in everything else on it. Oh, by the way, it's $115 million in the next 3 years. Wait. We can get somebody who is, you know, just a guy and spend that money on actual good players around them. I mean, look, just because he's available doesn't mean, hey, he's the number one guy. Number one guy can suck at something, right?
That was my whole long-winded rant. Stinks.
But you're still trying to make Derek Carr happen, and you're putting that out there, and you're going to get that to the Jets, and I'm going to be really mad at you.
Well, and that's fine. If they sign him, yes, it's my fault.
Yes, it's all your fault.
When he shows up as a Jet, it is my fault.
Yes, 100%.
For putting that into the universe.
Yes, I will blame
because
you.
Because my Photoshop skills are on point.
I will have to blame someone, and I have no problem blaming you.
Look, it's out there like that Chinese balloon.
That sounds it. Yeah, I think it's still out there.
Yeah, no, exactly. You can blame me all you want, buddy. The whole point is that the rest of this class sucks. In terms of what you're going to bring in as a, quote, difference maker at quarterback. So what you have to decide as an organization, looking at the other contracts, looking at the cycle of things based on where guys were drafted and when they were drafted and how quickly their contracts come up, do you need to take a shot now versus we bring in a guy that we need to develop? And I dare I say for your Jets, your coach needs something that's going to make him look better or his ass is going to be on the firing line.
No, it ain't Derek Carr. No, it's going to wind up being Derek Carr. I just know.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of hand-cooked tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their hand-cooked test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms, they do apply. Tom Brady is about to find out something really interesting that he might not be ready for. All right, so he retires a couple of days ago, and yesterday we had the story that Bob Kraft wants him to retire a Patriot, and I'd love if Brady would say, stick it, you kick me out the door. And then today, the New York Post had it, other outlets had it, Brady was seen at his daughter's equestrian lesson, visibly upset on the phone with someone. Video and pictures taken show Brady really animated, really upset while on the phone with someone. These sources brought in a lip reader to try to read Tom Brady's lips to see exactly what he said. And
here
he said, read my lips. No new taxes. And it was while some of this, while the actual topics were not actually able to be deciphered, certain things that Tom Brady said, the lip readers were able to figure out, like, you need to come through for me on this, man. Certain things, but the topics, it's unknown what he was talking about, right? So this is where Brady is going to, he's not going to be ready for what's next. Because now that he's retired from the NFL, and he's going to go into a high-profile gig with Fox Broadcasting, and he's going to be, you know, now he's 80 for Brady, all the movie. Brady has done something really rare that only the biggest of stars do, is when you turn from an athlete or an entertainer or a singer into a celebrity, when you are famous for being who you are. It happened to Tiger Woods a few years ago, never has to win a golf tournament again. Tiger Woods is a celebrity. It's a different level of fame. It's where no matter what, you are always relevant and people care about what goes on with you. He's not playing anymore, but he's reached that next level. Why? Because the Tom Brady-Gisele Bündchen relationship is the new Brad Pitt-Jennifer Aniston, Brad Pitt-Angelina Jolie, whatever it is at the moment, Pete Davidson and whoever. You know, that's kind of what it is. Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles. But it's got staying power because Brady's always going to be in the public eye. He's always going to be doing something. Giselle's always going to be in the public eye. And their relationship and their divorce is now going to be front page news when you get little snippets about it everywhere you go. Whether it's Giselle in Costa Rica with her trainer, Brady yelling at equestrian. I mean, really. Did anybody really care about Brady? Brady was at his daughter's equestrian lesson and he was yelling on the phone a few days ago? No, but now he's retired and he's a celebrity and the relationship with Gisele Bündchen is so hot and it's so front page. What happened? What do we want? Everybody wants to know. He's at that level of celebrity now where paparazzi is going to follow him everywhere he goes. Not just cameras, not just sports. It's a different level of fame and he's got to be ready for it because that's what he is. That's what he's ascended to with everything that's going on personally and his retirement from the game.
It's what I hate most about all of this and of humanity. It's like the guy's at his daughter's event. He's on the phone. Leave him the F alone. Go shake his hand, congratulate him on his retirement, and go away. But let's bring in lip readers to figure out what he's talking about. Good God. And the lines that you threw up, you could have been doing anything.
No,
you
got to
come through for me,
about.
Man. You got to come through for me. Come on.
You could have been making a fantasy trade going, come on, man. You got to let me be able to deactivate myself if I retired from the game. I got to be able to pick up another quarterback.
Right, but the problem is that line as you threw it up could have been interpreted in any number of ways. Is he trying to get back in? Is he trying to get this business deal done? Is he trying to get more visitation and a higher percentage of custody? What's going on? Like, let the man live his life. Good God. And to your point, sure. Yeah, it's a celebrity. It's a whole other thing because this time everybody got sucked in a little bit more and you got the potential for juicy and salacious details and trying to read between the lines. You know, like you did the other day. Oh, Giselle hates him. Look at that cold, terrible message.
It was a cold, terrible message.
But that might
wishing
be who she
you
is.
Wishing
why do you
may
think
not
he was yelling at her?
Wishing you warm thoughts this holiday season, G.
But that might be who she is. She may not be the one of flowery language. Here, this suffices. Get it on, get him over, get him in. I know people like that. You in your heart of hearts, you know people like that.
Yeah, but look, but this is just going to continue. I get that. Hey, should this happen? Of course not. But it's going to happen. I mean, it's just going to happen, and he's got to be ready for that.
What happened to Brady? He went into a bunker like Brendan Fraser in Blast from the Past.
Yeah, but you can't.
And he was hanging out with Christopher Walken the whole time.
Yeah, but you can't push TB12 TB12, you can't do that if you're not
active. He's got hundreds of millions of dollars. TB12 kept me alive and fresh because I had my supply down in my bunker.
It's tough, man.
And my recovery pajamas and underpants.
Ah, he better be ready because this level of celebrity is coming for him. And whether he wants it or not, it's going to be there.
But sorry, Tom. People suck.
Mm. Twitter at How About a Fresca Mike. It's Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Coming up next, we put a bow on the biggest NFL topic of the week. That's straight ahead right here from the TireRack.com studios. Fox.
Derek Carr, Jets.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait.
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.